Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
7:13 now. That song means it's time for Joe and Cindy Farini to join us for their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. Thanks you two for coming back on the show this week.
Well, you're welcome.
Good to be with you.
Good morning.
And I understand you got a listener letter for our topic this week, right?
Yep, we do.
Can you give us kind of the basics of that? What they're asking about?
Yeah, you know, it's actually twofold. So we'll take the first part this week and then the second part next week. But the first part was, what are some ways that we can have a closer, better marriage when we both travel, as well as when we parent, and kind of determining that who's in charge kind of thing. So we thought we would take first today just the marriage part of that, and then next week we'll do the parenting part of that. I guess I would just start by saying I think it's important that they keep a routine, and that's probably going to be easier said than done, because for anybody who travels, you know what it takes to get where you're going and then what it takes to finish up when you come home. So that's kind of a lot. But I think it's important to develop a routine, and that may be really sitting down and talking as a family, you know, what things are important in our life, and what kind of lessons do we have? Do we have music lessons? Do we have sports outings? What kinds of things do we have? And maybe it's going to be, you know, what things are we keeping and what things might we have to give up?
Yeah, because that phase of life does sneak up on you. It snuck up on Sarah and me where, you know, we always said we're not going to be that family that carts their kids around all the time, and we're not going to, you know, wake up in a decade and go, hey, I don't even know you anymore. But I feel like all we're doing is driving our kids around and like doing stuff. I mean, did you guys go through a phase like that too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think Cindy hit it right in the head when she said, when there's a routine, there's order. And when there's order, there's peace of mind and very little room for surprises. And goodness gracious, I mean, life is tough enough without making a habit of making last-minute changes all the time. So sometimes you just need to just kind of nail down a course of action, try to stick to it as best you can. And one thing I know that we try to do faithfully, even today, is we try to work off the same calendar if possible. So we know where each one's going each day of the week. And of course, in your situation, Brian, I would say that what that might look like is going to change as the ages of the children change. I mean, when my kids were younger, Cindy and I would made it a habit to always ask them, you know, is mom and dad spending enough time with you guys? And thankfully, usually the answer came back, you know, you're spending way too much time with us. And then that was totally acceptable for us, you know. But we made sure that they were incorporated into those plans. We didn't make those plans, not including them in the plan making.
I gotcha. Yeah, because my whole strategy of don't let them do anything so you're not busy is probably not a good idea, right?
No, that's right.
I don't think that will ever happen, Brian.
Yeah, no, they won't let me get away with that. So,
no.
So I, as I understand it, you go even deeper on the whole calendar planning thing, right?
Well, yeah. Joe, do you want to share the verse you were going to share?
Yeah, I think what is really important for our listeners at this point, Brian, is to understand that the origin of our comments really comes straight out of the Bible. In fact, our Bible passage for today is Psalm 15, which would be a great passage for our listeners to meditate on today. And actually, if it would be great if they had a Moody Bible commentary right next to that as they're reading that, because they do a great job of explaining what Psalm 15 is all about. And Psalm 15 is really a very short chapter. There's only five verses in it. But the title given to chapter 15 is described as the anatomy of a truly faithful person. And in other words, the characteristics of the righteous and faithful person is presented in Psalm 15. And I love this one verse in verse 4. It describes a righteous person as someone who always keeps his word, even when it's difficult. The way it's written in the Bible says that he swears to his own hurt and does not change. And I think that really describes what we're talking about here, is that, you know, once we make a commitment to something, whether it's our schedule, our routines, our order, we need to try to make sure we follow through with those commitments to one another. And I think the major benefit of someone who follows the instructions of Psalm 15 is that it ends with saying that he who does these things will never be shaken. And I think that's really good practical stuff to understand, that pursuing a lifestyle that is consistent with God's word and his character, we can be assured that we're going to have a strong foundation for our life and for our marriage as well.
Mm-hmm. And what's that passage one more time for those who couldn't write it down?
Yeah, Psalm 15. There's only five verses, Psalm 15, but the verse in particular that I really like is verse 4, Psalm 15, verse 4.
All right. So when it comes to just the importance of having schedules, there's a lot to balance. And so it sounds like that these parents are having a hard time since they're traveling and things like that. How do they get on the same page as it comes to their children when it comes to disciplining and things like that?
Well, I think if I can take one step back, you know, when we here at our house put something on our calendar and based upon the verse that Joe just shared, we say, you know, whoever's on the calendar first, they get first dibs. And so whether it's the kids, whether it's us, that's what will come first. So just for instance, last week when you were out, Kathleen, and I was called in to come and sub for you, Dad had something on the calendar, and so that was going to happen first. And so I then had to make sure that we kept all the plates spinning by making sure that everything here at home was going well, that I had someone for Joey. That wasn't Joe's responsibility, that was mine. So I think there has to be sort of a differentiation of what is everybody doing. And as it comes to the children, we can address this a little bit more next week. I think the main thing is the parents have to be on the same page when it comes to their schedule, when it comes to discipline. You know, you can't have one parent be one way on the, you know, scale and another parent on the other end of the scale.
So, and I would just add, if I can add one more thing to that, Brian, first, mm-hmm. and say that, you know, once you make a commitment to do something or you make a commitment to someone, you don't change those original plans unless everyone involved with that commitment agrees to that change.
That's
a very important step.
Okay. And so it's whoever's on there first gets dibs to make sure their event goes, huh?
Yes.
Okay. What would you think of then if I like just grabbed the calendar at the beginning of the year and just put my name first on every day? Would that be a good idea, do you think? Or
no, it has to be tied to an event. Or
well, I could just put Brian has an appointment.
That doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I'd check.
It's a very clever thought, Brian.
Thank you. I suppose my wife wouldn't like that.
With your wife.
Yeah, no. Okay. I guess that's true. Great advice, you guys. Any final thoughts before we say goodbye this week?
Well, I just think that it's a great idea for a family to sit down and actually write out what everybody is doing in the family. If you have sort of those weekly events and really see what that looks like. And then begin to ask, and this would be my challenge for the week for listeners, after you sit down and do that, really kind of analyze it and say what things are really important that we do and what things could we take off. And we can maybe address that a little bit more deeply when it comes to children and children's activities next week.
Sounds great. Now, if folks want to get more information about you, Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters, how can they do that?
Well, we'd love to have them come to Facebook at My Marriage Matters. Click like, and they'll get a post every morning, just a very brief one or two sentence post at about 9 o'clock in the morning. Something to think about, something to be challenged by, or just a thought. And then another way is through our website, either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
All right, thanks, you guys. We'll talk to you same time next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Have a good day.